obviously, I want you to sit down here and spend a few minutes with me talking about this this whole lockout thing. How do you feel right now? I mean, we're about to enter June. It's, you know, we're closing in on 2 months essentially as a player. And again, your involvement obviously limited at best. You know, what are you doing to try to keep your mind off of this and just keep yourself busy?
Right now, it's really not that hard for me to keep my mind off it. You know, I really don't pay attention to what goes on in the news. You know, I get all my information from Charlie Batch and our player reps who, you know, do a very good job of keeping us informed. But, you know, everybody has a role to play in this thing, and my role is to make sure that I'm ready whenever the lockout is over. So, you know, it's really not, a stressful situation as many people might think it would be. It's just more about the importance for me to be prepared for when it's over because, you know, when it's over, everything is going to be happening so fast. So, you know, I just need to make sure that I'm ready for whenever it's over.
I see, and as I look at the news, both nationally and locally, I see players kind of gathering in groups and kind of working out with one another. Have you been working out with anybody? Have you been spending time with some of your teammates maybe?
I go to a local gym and I see some guys in there, but, you know, mainly most of the guys are out of town.
Right.
You know, doing their respective things like, you know, Ike and those guys, they're down in Orlando. And, you know, some guys are back in their hometown or they might be back at their school. But, you know, me being from Pittsburgh, there's really nowhere else for me to go. So, you know, I'm here. You know, I'm working out. I go back up to the high school, Woodland Hills, and I do a little bit of running, a little bit of grass drills. And, you know, this is the time right now, you know, we're about to hit June where things need to step up as far as physical preparation because, you know, these summer months go very fast. And September will be before you know it, and hopefully the lockout will be over by then. So, like I said, I'm just doing my part just to make sure that I'm ready and physically fit.
So you're not hanging out at Vincent's Pizza Park down on Ardmore is what you're saying then? You're actually working out and doing some things?
I'm actually working out and doing some things. I'm actually working out. So
that's good. You know,
yeah,
that's
good.
Ryan Mundy is our guest here. Of course, Steelers safety joining us on the Rivertown Hotline on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Tell me what Charlie has come back to you with recently. What has he been indicating? Does he feel, I mean, is he as much a holding pattern as anyone else right now? I mean, what has he said recently that has maybe given you any sort of optimism that they might resume some talks here?
Well, right now we're just waiting for the case on June 3rd. I mean, we really can't do anything until then. Like I say, I'm really not up to speed on mediation talks or court-ordered mediation or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we have, as players, we trust our player reps and we trust the guys who are leading us in those negotiations. So, you know, like I said, everybody has a role to play in this thing and they're doing their part. And I'm just doing my part to make sure that I'm ready. So we'll see what happens on June 3rd.
Do you think it will get to the point where the season will happen? I mean, do you feel that this will eventually pass and that there'll be some sort of meeting between the two groups and there will be a season? Is that a gut feeling or do you just not even think about that?
You know, that's my hope and that's everybody's hope. You know, nobody wants to have it go run into the season and we miss games, you know, because that's just not good for anybody. But, you know, that's my hope. And like I say, I really just keep my mind off it. You know, I could be sitting here getting stressed out, thinking, you know, oh, being panic mode, like, oh, it's May and we might not have a season in September. But, you know, you just kind of got to let things unfold. And like I say, we trust our leadership and the guys who are representing us. And, you know, I'm sure things will come together when it's time to come together, when it's time for them to come together.
Now, you played your college ball at Michigan, but, of course, when you were in high school, you were with Steve Breston. Of course, Stevie playing with the Arizona Cardinals. You talk with Steve at all? Are you in touch with Stevie?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You know, we talk pretty much on Twitter every day. You know, we go back and forth, just mess around and joking. But Steve's one of my very good friends. And it's actually funny you say that because we're actually doing a football camp this year. We're going to have our first annual football camp
okay.
out at Woodland Hills.
When's that going to take place?
It'll be July 23rd. You know, it's ages 8 through 14, boys and girls. But we're actually only taking 200 people, and sign-ups for the football camp are May 28th at 1 p.m. at Woodland Hills High School. So.
All right, so that's in a week's time. That's next Saturday, correct?
Yep.
Next Saturday at Woodland Hills High School, you can sign up. Is that the only way you can sign your kid up for that?
Yeah, that'll be our only registration.
Okay.
And we're taking the first 200 kids. So
George Novak going to be there hanging out maybe?
Yeah, he's the boss.
he's the governor. He is the boss, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the boss. But, you know, Coach Novak has done a great job and, you know, been a great influence to not only myself and Steve, but, you know, all the other great players that we had come along through Woodland Hills.
Ryan Mundy is our guest here on the Rivertown Hotline. Of course, Ryan, a safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we're talking a little bit about this NFL lockout. You know, you mentioned Twitter. What attracts you to Twitter? Why do you like it so much?
It's fun, really. You know, you get to interact with the fans. You get to interact with friends. You know, it's just keeping up with the Joneses, you know, saying what's on your mind, saying what you see, you know, it's fun seeing what other people have to say about certain topics. And, you know, it's just a good place for discussion, healthy conversation. And, you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it seems like obviously a lot of the athletes, you know, and just people in general, obviously using Twitter. And I know, you know, social media has become a really big thing these days. Do you have to be careful? I mean, do you consciously think about some of the things that you're going to tweet before you actually do so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, we've seen over the last few weeks, you know, guys, you know, say what's on their mind, and sometimes it rubs people the wrong way or it's misinterpreted. But I definitely double-check and proofread whatever I'm about to tweet.
Fair enough. Well, listen, Ryan, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time to talk a little bit about this. It's a pleasure. I enjoyed watching you play in high school, and one of my favorite moments was the 2001 season with you guys down at Heinz Field for that first. How funny is it, right? You know, you played a championship game at Heinz Field when you were in school, right, with Steve in that first year against Central Catholic, and now you make your living on that particular field. How does that make you feel? I mean, the home, you know, being a hometown kid, growing up here, and, you know, having a chance to play in high school in the first year of that building, and now you draw a paycheck from there. Just briefly, before I let you go, what is that like for you?
Well, I'll actually do you one better. Being from Pittsburgh, I was actually down at Three River Stadium.
That's in 2000, right? In 2000, right? You were a freshman?
I was a sophomore.
Sophomore.
I'm talking long before that. Like, my midget football team, we used to go down there and take donations for our program.
Okay.
So we used to go to the tailgaters and, you know, ask for a donation. We'd hand them a little card saying thank you for being a booster. And I used to see the guys like Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green, Barry Foster, Eric Ring, like guys like that. And you know, I used to see him going to the stadium, and I'm like, man, one day I want to do that. So, you know, I'm just thankful to be living my dream in the city where I grew up and the team that I grew up loving and cheering for. And it's very exciting. And, you know, I still feel like I got a lot of room to grow and a lot more to do. So I'm excited about that.
Well, Ryan, again, real pleasure. It's always nice to connect with somebody from Woodland Hills. I may very well end up stopping by next week at the camp. I had a chance to see George this past week and chat with him for a few minutes. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. And hopefully you'll be back to work before August or something like that. I really think this will get worked out between the two groups. And I do appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time today.
No problem. Just to clarify real quick, though, the sign-up is next week.
Yes, sign-ups are next week, and then the camp is when? In July?
July 23rd.
All right, so sign-ups for Ryan Mundy and Steve Breston's camp next Saturday, 1 o'clock, up at Woodland Hills High School. Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.